This episode of the Around the NFL podcast is brought to you by football.
Football. Have you ever wanted to be a professional athlete and gone as far as writing about it in your diary?
Of course you have, but you can't. You're terrible at everything you do, Jeffrey. Just ask your kids.
Football is a sport named after an ovally, leather-like ball with little raised bumpies, and the objective is to throw or run that aforementioned ball across some arbitrary white lines on a big-ass field.
You can watch some of the most athletic people in the world, along with some of the most unathletic dads, in your neighborhood, playing football right now. Hot!
Does the sound of a high-pitched whistle get you going?
How about sweaty pads?
If the answer is yes or hell yes, sister, then brother, do we have the product for you?
Around the NFL podcast listeners can get some football on their hands today for 10% off by using code FBALLS at www.football.com/ATN/guys/butt/mostly/Dan.
Football. It's just a game, guys.
The Around the NFL podcast.
Where friendship and football collide. Welcome back to another episode of the Around the NFL podcast. I'm your host, Daddy Blue Eyes, the old Zeuser, Dan Hansis.
And I'm both Mark Sessler and Greg Rosenthal.
You know what I love about this show, guys?
What's that, Dan?
We're not only co-workers, we're also best friends.
Absolutely. Just regular guys talking ball, talking sports, talking life, too. Speaking of, have you dudes seen Oscar Darling Nomadland yet? It's a transcendental masterpiece that'll leave you floating among the stratosphere's greatest unknown. This is Mark speaking, by the way.
It's pretty cool we all live in LA and have kids as well. Gives us stuff in common to talk about.
So true. But at the end of the day, it all comes back to football and tennis, because I just love tennis. This is Greg speaking, by the way.
Well, on that sports-related note, fellas, let's do some news. Let's start with pro days. Justin Fields had one, I think, a few days ago now. Seems like he did well.
Should be interesting to see how that one pans out. If I'm the Patriots, and they are my favorite team because this is Greg on the mic, I'd be taking a medium to long look at Fields.
Next item on the agenda, Tyler Locker of the Seattle Seahawks signed a new contract.
Oh, I saw that. It's a huge one, too. I mean, it's a 40-year deal for $69 million.
Nice. But for real, that's solid.
Oh, and tell them about the new game number total, my main man, Dan. This is Mark again.
Oh, yeah. You guys know that we normally have 16 weeks of Sunday fun, but this year, the NFLPA announced that there will be 29 games a season.
That's a lot more. I can't wait to cover every single one of those games with my bros next season. We'll break down the games, but also have some good laughs. This is Greg.
You guys, Bruce Arians got a tattoo of his mom on his chest after winning Super Bowl X this past year.
Mm-hmm. And it looks like Aaron Rodgers is set to host Say Yes to the Dress. That should be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it starts April 31st, so definitely check that out. Seems like a weird choice to me. Sorry, this is Mark speaking. I can't help but be honest.
Yeah, Strahan fixed his gap, but did he? And also, why?
I know, it was his signature look.
I know, not anymore, pal.
I know. Well, get a load of this. Colt McCoy signed a one-year deal with the Cardinals.
Yeah, you know, the Colt McCoy news actually was probably the most stunning signing,
Erica,
of this.
You know what? Stop.
What?
I can't do this anymore. I can't keep up this charade, okay? This is a prank. I'm not Mark Sessler, and I'm not Greg Rosenthal. I'm actually Emma. I'm Emma VP. Some of you may know me from my past producing work and my friendship with Erica. You're not Dan. That's not Dan Hansis you're hearing. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's Erica Tamposi.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of figured they might have realized that it was like an April Fool's joke.
I don't know. I just like, here they are, these listeners. They're so loyal. They click on this link to an episode, and all they want is just to hear their buddies, their guys talking ball. And what do they get but this nonsense?
Yeah.
You know, I feel bad. I know it's April Fool's, the height of comedy. It's sort of where you and I come in, Erica. We're comedians.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, at the beginning of the day as well. You know what I mean? And that's what we do. And like, we have to take advantage. But I feel guilty.
Yeah.
I guess for all the shadowy league figures that are listening right now, if you're just finding out that this is a prank and this really isn't ATN, I'm sorry. And just take a joke. It was a joke.
I'm sorry as well. I would also suggest you take a joke. I don't work there anymore, so you might want to
take it up with Erica.
Yeah, take it up with producer Erica behind the glass. Yeah. So I am remorseful despite.
Do you really feel bad?
No, not at all.
Oh, so that you just April Fools them again?
I was kidding. That was a joke as well.
April Fools.
April Fools.
Gotcha.
Oh, there'll be another episode coming up soon, you guys.
Maybe.